This is iUniverse Radio. iUniverse Radio is brought to you by iUniverse, the leading book marketing, editorial services, and supported self-publishing company. iUniverse Radio is produced by TogiNet Radio, on the web at toginet.com.
The title of the book, A Girl Named Maria, the story of an adoption, the death of a child. And the author is Valerie Koitzer. And Valerie joins us now on iUniverse Radio. Hello, Valerie.
Hello, Steve.
Good to have you on iUniverse Radio. Now, we're going to talk about a very, very hard part of your life, the death of your adopted daughter, and, of course, the joy of having her here for so long. But as we know, for whatever reason, unexpected death happens in a family. It's very, very hard. So, first of all, tell us why you've written about such a hard thing in your life.
Well, after Maria died at 21 in a car crash, I felt completely numbed out, perhaps even for 2 years. But I have been a writer all my life, and writing was cathartic. And so as I cried myself through my paragraphs, I noticed that a narrative came along about my child. And it occurred to me that my story may resonate with other people who have gone through love and loss. And that was the reasoning for writing a book.
How old was she when you adopted her?
She was a toddler. And as they say in Spanish, más o menos, she was perhaps 2 years old. She had a made-up birth certificate because she had been found abandoned in the lavatory of a little cafeteria in downtown Bogota, Colombia. And she was in diapers, and she didn't talk. She was traumatized, and according to this birth certificate that they made up, she would have been less than 2 years old.
Well, obviously, at that age, they're so cute, they're so cuddly, they're just so precious, so innocent.
Yes, 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 to all of that.
Yes, and they
yes,
just,
you
and
get this bundle
yes.
of cuteness,
oh,
and
yes.
you wrap your arms around it, and yes, the bundle comes with its own DNA and its talents and its handicaps and its wants, and it was a gift. I had this gift of a child.
Yes, so much. Yes, I'm sure you look back with fond memories. And,
yes.
And then, of course, little children grow up. And some of the struggles of the child that are probably deep within the child or for whatever reason start to emerge. So mm-hmm. you went through some of that. Tell us some of that.
Well, we had a time of blissful bonding, I would say. I mean, once she had started to trust me, because there was a lot of changes early on, obviously, from the police picking her up and putting her in an orphanage, and then I appear and claim her. And so once she trusted me, she was inseparable. I mean, we slept together, we ate together. She followed me to the bathroom and handed me the tissue. She wanted to crawl into me. It was a wonderful time. One time when I told her that a friend of ours, who was maybe 3 years old, was going to get married, she said, "What is married?" And I said, "That's when two people who love each other promise to stay together for the rest of their lives." And there was a pause, and she was thinking, and then she said, "Are we married?" And so that
That's beautiful.
How we started. We were married.
Right.
And then adolescence hit very, very hard. And from what I can gather now, based on stories, on data from sociologists, psychologists, adopted children have a harder time during adolescence. It's when the question comes up, who am I?
Yes.
How can I define myself? Who do I want to be? Where are the models? And so my daughter struggled mightily with that. And her expression towards me was, I hate you. You are not my mother. This is not my home. And she started running away. And so I eventually had to have her arrested as a child in need of supervision. She was placed at 15 in a juvenile shelter. And we appeared three times in court, juvenile court. And then with the help of a therapist, she came home and it got a little better. But the question, who am I think plagued her for her whole life.
Do you think that's common?
Yes, I have belonged to adoptive parent groups, and I have heard stories now also based on the publication of the book. And the feedback is, yes, I think adopted children have a harder time with this question, who am I? And they may fantasize about their real family. And there is a yearning for this real family. And it may, in your imagination, it may be much better than what you have in front of you. I mean, we're all maybe at some point in our life fantasizing about the ideal family and the best parents. Some psychologists tell us that fairy tales are based on this yearning. Yeah, I think my daughter went through a very hard time, and there were puzzles all along, you know, who am I also included. Perhaps there was a twin brother, because she was always very interested in twinness and would say that so-and-so, they are twins, and one time she said, there's a boy in the other class and he looks just like me. And people say, maybe he's my twin. But when I checked it out, it was a boy from El Salvador. And he lived with his biological family. So no chance that he was a twin. But in the end, after her death, there was a diary, and it was dedicated to Emiliano, my twin brother. And she poured her heart out in the diary to her twin brother. She told other people about a twin brother she had who died of a heart attack a year earlier. And so some of the people I met after her death thought that there was a twin brother. And who knows? Some people tell me that they have a recollection of a twin, even in utero, that there is this feeling of somebody else who is as close as nobody else could ever be. So there are puzzles throughout, and we don't know who this birth family was. And there was a struggle to come to terms with reality for her.
Now, you say there's no book on raising the adopted child.
Well, there are books on, there are books on adoption, and psychologists have written on it. But I think there is no narrative that talks about the details and talks about the catastrophes as I have been free to talk about because my child died. If the child is alive, a mother cannot talk about the
right, that's true.
Extreme
yeah, difficulties. It would be very difficult.
Because
right.
And maybe an adoptee can talk about what it was like. But I don't think there is another book that I've come across that can talk with such truthfulness and openness and candor about adoption and being the adoptive parent as I have been free to do.
So what kind of feedback have you gotten from adoptive parents about your story?
Well, it's interesting, Steve, that I have had feedback from a great variety of people, including non-parents, who felt touched by the story because it's about some basics of love and loss. But I have had a lot of feedback from parents who say, oh, yes, I remember how horrible it was and how she rebelled and ran away. And I've had feedback from adoptive parents who tell me their stories of daughters running off with some boyfriend to Mexico and getting terribly sick and finally contacting the parent who gets the medication and an ice pack from the university to go down and save their child, who still doesn't want to come home, but eventually does. And what I have gathered also from Maria's contemporaries and in her school, she went to a special school for learning disabled children with very high IQ. Many were adopted in that school. And what I have observed is once they get over adolescence and can make their peace with what is, and sometimes have a child of their own, it changes the situation completely, and they make their peace. But being in the midst of the struggle, you don't know how it's going to come out. And so I hope the book will give some encouragement to parents who are in the midst of raising the adopted child, and also lets them know that they are not alone. Because the trap is that when it doesn't work out very well with your adolescent, you keep quiet about it. You don't have anything to brag about anymore, but you feel kind of ashamed, and you feel like a failure, and you stay in your closet. And that is very sad, and it is very lonely. And so I think adoptive parents should be encouraged that it's not their fault, that their children came with their own DNA, with their own trauma, and you're just doing the best you can.
Was there any kind of success in finding her biological mom and dad?
No, there was no hope for that. When I went to Bogota to pick her up, the social worker told me that she went back to the cafeteria to inquire where the circumstances, how was this child found? Does the proprietor remember anything about the person who left her there? And he said he just vaguely remembered that a woman came in who wore a ruana, one of these typical wraps, with a child, and then the woman had quickly disappeared. Then the El Tiempo, the Bogota Daily, put a picture of her in the paper and she was one of five children that had been found abandoned. And it urged with an SOS, with anybody who knows this child, please come forward. And nobody did. And after 3 months, she was declared adoptable. Many of the children in orphanages in these countries are not adoptable because there's still some relative who hasn't signed a release form. And they may stay all their young lives in the orphanage. But Maria was adoptable because nobody came forward. So when Maria was an adolescent and in school, in a very good boarding school in New England, Solbury, her teacher encouraged her to do a research paper on Columbia, and that grew into a 40-page tome, and she learned all about Columbia's Civil War and all the strife, the economics, the history. And for graduation, I said, you know, would you like to go to Columbia? And she said, no, I don't think it is safe. And I think that's true. I felt that maybe through some connections, professional connections, we could have made it safe. But I think she was sort of scared also to have a look at her birth country now that she knew a little more. And we went to Guatemala instead. And had a pretty good time.
Well, Valerie, tell us how to get your book.
Oh, you can order it through Amazon.com. You'll find some nice reviews there also through Barnes and Noble. You can order it at any bookstore and also at iUniverse. And yeah, I hope you will get the book.
Well, we appreciate you being on iUniverse Radio.
Thank you very much, Steve.
That was Valerie Kreutzer. She is the author of her book, A Girl Named Maria, The Story of an Adoption, The Death of a Child.